I just got back from Atlanta, where I was part of a surprise birthday party for my cousin. And let me tell you, it takes a lot of work to coordinate a surprise birthday party. I'm glad my wife doesn't like surprises because I do not want to take the time to do all of the hoops that my other cousin planned. I call them both my cousin. I don't know which one is anymore, but one of my cousins, my cousin Jason's wife, how much work she put into that thing was absolutely amazing. Anyways, one of the things we did was we went and played Top Golf. Now, I have a torn shoulder, tons of damage from back in the day lifting weights in high school. I can't lift my shoulder past basically parallel to my shoulder. So I'm basically parallel. I can't lift it higher like I can on my other one, for those of you watching. And so I just can't play golf. I don't swing well. But we went and played Top Golf as a decoy while they were planning the party. And it was really a great idea. It was a great experience. I should lead with that. It was a great experience. But I was thinking of it through a business perspective of taking this legacy event, this legacy business of just a driving range, and taking new technology and combining it. We talked about that before. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. It was gamified. You were getting points for where you hit it, which hole you hit, if you could hit all the way back to the net. And being someone who hasn't played golf since high school because of my shoulder, I just was taking that driver and going, just trying to hit as far as I could. But we ended up actually splitting the games 2-2, which I don't know if it says anything about my skill or his lack of skill. But it was really great. And I just thought that how they set that up, I mean, it is a pretty penny, but I mean, a lot of technology goes into that. They have to be tracking each specific ball. And what I got an email too afterwards where it said, by scoring at least 30 points in Top Pressure, which I'm thinking is one of the games, I don't even remember, plus 100 plus points in Top Golf, you've unlocked a new version of the Top Pressure that can be played in the green target for a limited time only. So not only do they just have games for you to play where you can get points and you can compete, it's kind of like bowling, honestly. It's like bowling, Dave and Buster's, and a driving range combined. And they got food and drinks and stuff like that. But this was really great because it makes me want to go back. Now, I'm not going to go play in Atlanta anytime soon, but think about that with your businesses or your ideas that you're coming up with, is how can you keep your customers coming back? And one of the ways is unlocking games that you can come and play new games. And there's these achievements to unlock. I mean, just like video games, right? It doesn't, just because video games do it doesn't mean you can't do it for your business. And it might be something that the video game era likes. So I just wanted to share my experience with that because I thought it was great. I thought it was a great example of combining technology innovation from other industries and putting it back into a legacy product or offering service. I think it would be a service, a driving range. But hey, this is how to build a tent. 3 minutes in, I just said I would start working on my intros. Although I feel like that is probably part of the show, and I'm putting the intro kind of towards the middle of the show. Like the intro starts at how to build a tent. I like starting the show with something pithy and engaging, hopefully. And then I have the intro. So I don't think you can count this last 3 minutes against me. This is How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening and putting up with my shenanigans. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com. Put in HDBT in the memo field just like you see on this mug. You'll get this mug. And for a limited time while supplies last, you'll get this pint glass. If you can see, hold it up. It's got laser engraved Fight Laugh Feast Network. You can cheers yourself to it while you're drinking a coffee and a beer at the same time. If you're truly, truly spiritual, you can do that. I'm just kidding. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put an HBT in a memo field. You'll get those two pieces of merchandise. You'll get tons of great content. And I said I would pray for you to get an extra crown in heaven. I don't even know that's a thing, but hey, what if it was? What if you could pray for people to get extra crowns as rewards? You know, we do get those, and that's what it says in the Bible. If you have any questions, comments, you can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. And on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can also sign up for our book club that's coming up last Tuesday of the month. We're going through Never Split the Difference. That's going to be on the 29th. And then also Reform Jellicle every Wednesday. Thank you for everyone who's been supporting us, following us on our Reform Jellicle pages, and been helping us in Patreon. that really helps us continue to do new shows and get new things out. So the more shows you want, the more content you want from us, the more you need to support us. That's just how the world works. So I just thank you for everyone who has done that, shared the show and all that good stuff. Okay, now I want to talk about something that a lot of people may consider as neutral. That is, that isn't necessarily for the kingdom of God and isn't necessarily going to be against the kingdom of God. That is, it's not going to be pushing us on our own, on its own. It's an inanimate object. It's not going to be something that is pushing us towards the kingdom or pushing us away. And one of the things that I've learned listening to the Doug Wilson crew, cross-politic guys and all that in Idaho, is they really drive home the point that there's nothing neutral. And they talk about it a lot with education, with math is not neutral. And honestly, sometimes I kind of struggle with that. Like, how can 2 + 2 = 4 not be neutral? But then you start seeing Common Core and all those things, and it starts to make sense. But still, like, a little part of me, I'm not going to lie, and still, like, it kind of is neutral. Like, how do you really teach Christ in math, in true math? I mean, you can talk about how beautiful it is and how math is applied into the world and all of these things. But anyways, so I'm still working through that in my mind. But one of the things that I'm completely sold on is toys. Toys are not neutral, and they are used to help teach, shape, and disciple your kids, boys and girls, which I want you to keep in mind as we're going to be going through these Mattel commercials. There's two videos. One is the actual commercial, which kind of seems like, it doesn't seem that bad. But then I want you to see the kind of the ideas and the thoughts behind it and start seeing some of the things that they're trying to preach in this commercial. Yes, a business is preaching their religion, their themes. And we need to be aware of this, especially when we have kids of our own. We need to be aware of this. So I want to share this video to see what is happening. And again, this is the importance of being successful, because we can influence culture with our businesses. We can influence with our money, with our positions. And Mattel's doing it. They're just not doing it for Christ. They're doing it for their humanist religion. So I want you to check this out right now. Let's see. I'm going to push play. I'm going to push play. You can see these little kids that are supposed to like look transgender or transitioning. So that seemed kind of helpless. I mean, not helpless. It seemed kind of harmless is the word I was looking for. Let's see if I can stop my screen. There we go. Close the window. It seemed kind of harmless. But again, nothing is neutral. And they're consciously putting these dolls into their product mix because they're sending a message. They're making a bet too. One of their bets is that the world is going to respond more favorably than the backlash of Christians and of people that say that this isn't right, that this isn't child abuse. Remember, it just came out that children are being harmed by the medications they're giving for these transitions, for these transgenders. But they're trying to celebrate it. They're trying to teach it. They're trying to solidify it into all of our children's brains by bringing out this line. And this is what this says. This is from Mattel on the commercial that I saw. In our world, dolls are as limitless as the kids who play with them. Introducing Creatable World, a doll line designed to keep babies out or keep, what's it? I mistyped that, and invite everyone in. Oh, keep labels out. That's what it is. Sorry, audio correct. A doll line designed to keep labels out and invite everyone in. But there's one problem with that. And I hope this is starting to see like what their agenda is. God gave us labels. God in the beginning created man and woman and said it was good. But what they're preaching here is humanism, that God does not have authority over me. I have authority over me and I label myself and I tell you what I am. And so I can transition. I can wear girls' clothes. I can wear boys' clothes. I can wear dresses. I can wear shorts. I can do anything I want. I am God. That's what this line is saying. That there is no gender determined for you. There's no God to tell you what your gender is. You get to determine it. And this is what we are allowing our kids to play with if we buy these dolls, if we buy Mattel products, is we are sponsoring, funding, and supporting this preacher, this sermon, this message, this theology, just as much as it's important to support shows like ours, networks like ours, who are preaching the gospel, ministries that are sharing the love of Christ, that are proclaiming the truth, just as much as it's important to support those, to listen to them, to incorporate them into your world, it is equally important not to support and not to give any time to this kind of doctrines, this kind of teaching. It's dangerous. And I'm going to pull up this next video. Oh, nope, that is not it. And this is going to be talking about the show. And I hope this gives backstory into what they're actually trying to do. This, what seems harmless at first, is going to be revealing exactly what they're trying to do here. It tells you that they debuted this line September 25th. Okay, so right off the bat, I just got to pause this. I'm sorry. They are making a truth claim that children are desperately in need of this. They're desperately in need of expressing themselves. That's what they said. Let me rewind this back. Let me see what this chick said. They are preaching anarchy. They're preaching rebellion. Kids need a space to have no rules. No rules. Is that what you want to teach your kid? That they don't need to abide by the rules? That they can work outside of the rules? Is that what's going to make them successful in life? The dolls come in various wigs and wardrobe options that they can mix and match. In 2016, the toy maker introduced 7 new skin tones in 3 sizes, tall, petite, and curvy, which I don't care about that part. In 2017, Mattel introduced a new hijab-wearing Barbie inspired by American Olympic fencer. Okay, sorry, I went a little over on that where I wanted to stop. Isn't it funny that the left, who is preaching tolerance, quote-unquote, is preaching that you could be whatever you want. You can be homosexual. You can be transgender. You can be a man. You can be a woman. There are no genders. There's every gender. There's everything. And then they celebrate the hijab. Two competing ideologies, except for this one thing. They're both totalitarian, and they both want control, and they both want to use the government to control your thoughts, your thinking, your religion, your beliefs. And that is why they get along. If you're ever confused about how you can celebrate gay pride and then support a country that throws homosexuals off the top of a building, it's because they both want the end goal of totalitarian dictatorship. And then once that happens, then they'll turn on each other. But until they have it, until every last free person, every last religious person is gone or in submission, that will not happen. And that is why they partner together. That is why they can have a gay doll and a hijab-wearing doll in the same product line, is because they are united for the same purpose. Knocks down every barrier. Okay, that is the message of... Thank you, Washington Post. Democracy dies in darkness. I don't know what that tagline is. But that's what the Mattel product is teaching you. Do you want to teach your kids that? That you need to celebrate them. You need to encourage whoever they want to be and let them be grow up as an adult to whatever that is. With no rules, no boundaries, except you can't be a Christian. No rules, no boundaries, except you can't be reading the Bible. As a Christian parent, do you think you should be letting your kids play with this? Should you be using God's dollars he's given you to support the Mattel? Nothing's neutral, guys. Nothing is neutral. And if you want to be successful parents, you need to be wise to this stuff. You need to learn about this stuff. You need to share this with your friends. You need to talk about this in your churches, in your Bible studies, in your small groups, because it's a war. And if we sit back and just play the let's just be nice and let's not cause any contention, let's not stir the pot, we're going to be steamrolled. We're going to be bulldozered over, and our kids are going to grow up with 80%, 85% leaving the faith in college. Oh, wait, that's exactly what has happened. That is exactly where we're at now. It's time we get serious and educate ourselves and do things differently. It's time to seriously obey the commands of God, to teach our kids, to faithfully disciple them, to not just obey, but to love the law, to love what God has given us as instruction, because it brings life. The world lies to you and says that it brings life. Follow me, you'll be free, you'll express yourself, you'll be more alive than you've ever been before. If you just break all the rules, if you break off, if you rebel against God. And we need to teach our kids that that's the lie, that true freedom, true joy, true happiness happens submitting to Christ. And this is so dangerous. Sorry for you guys on YouTube. I forgot to stop sharing this. So I'm really small. This is so dangerous that when our kids are going through transitions, when we are celebrating and helping other kids by condoning it, by not preaching against it, we are sending kids to their death. They have higher suicide rates. The medication they are giving them is killing them. It is damaging them. People are starting to realize that after they've transitioned as a little kid, that and when they grow up, they want to transition back. We are permanently damaging these people. It's child abuse. And we need to speak out against it so that we are not guilty of condoning it. And we need to be successful so we can have toy companies that preach our gospel, that preach the true doctrines, the true theology, the true commandments that truly bring freedom, that truly bring life, and that truly bring the joy of the Lord. Well, let's go out and let's do that. Let's be successful. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.